All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, earlier this week, the Chicago Cubs were shown the door from the Major League Baseball playoffs at the hands of the Los Angeles Dodgers. This was a rematch of last year's National League Championship Series, in which the Cubs were able to win in six games en route to advancing to the World Series, and of course, claiming their first World Series title since 1908. And in the process, the Cubs have failed to repeat. Now, for Chicago, the magic simply was not there this year. And going back into the preseason, I said the only team that could defeat the Cubs would be the Cubs. And, you know, you looked at it throughout the entire offseason. Every place that the Cubs went, people were telling them how good that they were. And basically, they believed their press clippings. And the Cubs, when I watched them this season, they seemed to be a team that, you know what, all we had to do was put our spikes on the field and we were good to go. And that wasn't the case. Everybody, you know, saw the Cubs and they knew that this team had a bullseye on their back. And it just, you know, you just had to ask yourself, how are they going to be able to respond to it? And, you know, the Cubs, they struggled this season at times. And, you know, they allowed the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals to hang around in the National League Central race. And honestly, the Cubs had the potential to once again win 100 games, and they did not do that. And you looked at them and you figured, okay, maybe they will turn it on in October. They squeaked past the Washington Nationals, and they faced a very hungry and focused Dodgers team this year, and that is why they are going home, and that is why they are not playing in the World Series again. Now, for Chicago Cubs president Theo Epstein, as well as manager Joe Maddon, it's back to the drawing board to get this team back to a World Series championship. Don't get me wrong, the Cubs still have a ton of young talent led by Anthony Rizzo at first base and Chris Bryant at third base, but the pitching simply wasn't there this year with the likes of John Lackey, Jake Arrieta, and John Lester. That was a big part of what the Cubs were able to do in 2016. And like I said, it simply was not there. Now, Arrieta and Lackey are set to hit free agency. I don't see Lackey coming back to the Cubs. More than likely, this guy could potentially retire. Now, as far as Arrieta goes, he did not have the type of season that you would like to have as you were seeking to become a free agent. But at the same time, would the Cubs break the bank for him? Wade Davis, their closer, who was lights out this season, he's set to become a free agent as well. And I simply don't know if the Cubs are going to break the bank for either one of these guys. Now, a lot of the Cubs' key pieces are still under contract. So you look at this Cubs team, and the nucleus is there, which means that the opportunity to once again win the World Series in 2018 is there as well. It's just a matter of how aggressive that Epstein will be in the offseason in order to really put the Cubs back on top. But I think what Chicago needs, they just need to get back to having that hunger. I mean, this was a Cubs team. You go back to 2015, which was Maddon's first season with the team, and they overachieved and they got to the NLCS. And after being swept in the NLCS by the New York Mets that year, they came back so focused in 2016, it wasn't even funny. And that focus simply was not there this year. And for the Cubs to get back to being a World Series contender and World Series champion ultimately in 2018, it starts with the focus. So this team has to really hunker down, channel out all of the white noise in the offseason and come back focused, because this team right now, honestly, there's nothing that's going to, that should prevent them from winning the National League Central once again next season. like I said before, coming into the season, and I will say it again in regards to 2018, the only team that can beat the Chicago Cubs will be the Chicago Cubs. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the fun and excitement this year, you can check it all out once again next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping today's action from week number 7 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.